It's estimated that there were over 1,000 privateers that operated from the United States at that time, and approximately 10%, maybe even as much as 12% of them were coming from the Baltimore area. So Baltimore was a hotbed for privateering. And one of the major reasons for that is that the boat builders, the shipbuilders at Fells Point, which is where most of them were built, they had a design of a schooner that was also referred to as the Baltimore Clipper. It was very slick and it was very fast. And because of that, they were able to oftentimes elude the blockade. So if you can imagine at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, if a squall would come along or if it was a foggy day, these privateers would position themselves just out of sight of the British blockade and then attempt to quickly move through to get out into the open ocean.